Yeah, let's see. Childproofing your home, childproofing your yard, childproofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula has found a woman who's trying to be philosophical in the face of that huge heat wave that's parked over much of the country.
Trying to stay cool, relaxing in the shade of a huge oak tree, Barbara Simmons offered quite a perspective on the torrid heat wave gripping much of the nation.
We have men and women overseas, way hotter than this, doing their service so we can get out and do this, and we're complaining about the heat.
Something she says to think about as we gripe and moan about the midsummer weather. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
It's much hotter this weekend than it was 150 years ago, but thousands of Civil War reenactors in hot wool uniforms aren't deterred. They've gathered to mark the anniversary of the Battle of Bull Run in Virginia, or the Battle of First Manassas, as it's sometimes called. The Confederate victory in the first major battle of the war proved the conflict would be long and bloody. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our three-day super sale, July 22nd through the 24th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Well, I'm just going to mention here that if you want to know more about the light bulb ban situation, we didn't have Mike Leahy on long enough. I had more questions. So do you, huh, JP?
Yeah, and I wanted you to mention my column.
Well, that's what we're going to do right now.
I happened to write about the same issue, and I didn't even know he was going to be interviewed today.
JP Attitude. .com. Yes, you did. I emailed you. You got to get on them emails. Okay, I said, how timely is this Michael Leahy coming on? So anyway, go to his blog. He's written a nice little, it's funny. Good information too, JP. JPattitude.com. Weekly. So now we're going to welcome Noreen Leary. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, Jay Davis and JP. How are you?
Really good. You know, I was so shocked when I saw this when a friend of mine came to me and said, have you ever heard of the Veterans Guest House? And I said, unbelievable. Lacey J. Dalton was on my show 1 week, and we talked about the veterans, and she had a veterans concert, and I went. And I never heard one thing about this. This is very exciting.
Well, you'll hear all sorts of things today. How's that?
How long since it was built?
The original house was built in 19, or wasn't built. It was there, and it was started to be used in 1994. Uh-huh. The reason we came into being was a number of the VA veterans, retired veterans, we were supposedly having a morning meeting at the VA Medical Center. I think they were just having breakfast at the canteen.
A little chat. Yeah.
But as they'd come out, they'd noticed that the windows in the parking lot, the cars were fogged up. One morning they asked a woman.
What were they smoking?
They asked a woman who was getting out of one of these cars, and she and her children had spent the night in the car while her husband was in the ICU unit.
Oh, dear.
So that was the beginning of the idea of a veterans guest house. So they went through the 501c3 process and everything, and 94, leased a small house on the corner of Locust and Taylor, where we are still today.
Locust and Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful house, too.
In 94, it was a little 1,300-square-foot bungalow, and now in 2004, we built the brand-new home.
How many can you house in there?
We have 12 beds, we have some air mattresses, you know.
That you put up for the families.
You know, and if they have children, they'll just bring their sleeping bags or something. You know, we'll do what we can. We're really busy. I mean, last year we had just under 4,000 guest nights, which is a 90% occupancy. So in essence, we're full. And our peak nights are Sunday through Thursdays, and our overflow is tremendous. And we've got some wonderful partners with the Gold Dust West and the Sands Casino. They take our overflow and compass the rooms.
Wow.
So
good community service.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The community is a wonderful supporter. And we're totally privately funded, so there's no government money in this. So this community.
Wow, that's hard
that
to believe.
Awesome.
Does that say a lot? And this community has really come to our support, and you know, we love everyone for that in so many ways.
Wow, unbelievable! So tell me how you qualify.
There has to be a veteran involved. There has to be a medical issue involved. Typically, it's the veteran who's undergoing medical care. They can be having an outpatient treatment, you know, where they've just come from. Let me back up just a minute. The VA Medical Center service area is 100,000 square miles. So it's south to Bishop, north to Elko, east to Ely, and west to Auburn, California.
That one little hospital here in Reno?
Auburn, California? Mm-hmm. All the way over there?
Yeah, so we get Alturas, Quincy, Nevada City, Grass Valley, all of those areas, Placerville, they all come here for their medical care. So,
do you have any idea how many? How many are there, veterans?
There's 120,000 veterans in that
120,000 veterans.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people, I mean, that need to mm-hmm. come. And you can imagine, I know how, if you're not feeling well and you have to go to your local doctor, you don't even want to get out of bed and go do that. Can you imagine driving 300-400 miles for that?
Forget the emergency room.
Right.
That's a two-day stay.
You know, so they do come a long distance. It has to be a veteran involved. So it can, if the veteran's in the hospital, the family can stay with us. If the veteran has an outpatient treatment, he can stay with us, he or she.
Mm-hmm.
If the veteran's spouse or immediate family member is sick, the veteran can stay with us. I like to say if I have a veteran's head on the pillow in our house or in the hospital, then we're doing the right thing. Typically, they should live about 50 miles away. They have to be independent and self-reliant or have a caregiver with them. We're not medical staff at the guest house. We are strictly
a place to stay.
Place to stay
while you get your medical care.
Right, and we try to support to the extent we can, but we are not medical staff, nor do we want to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of our guests come from the VA Medical Center, and that's why we were started. So we've stayed with the VA Medical Center, and again, it can be a veteran at any hospital or any medical facility in the city.
There's so many people that don't know about this.
It used to be that I'd go to a meeting and, you know, maybe two or three people would know. More recently, it's more like seven or eight, but we still have a lot of marketing to do.
So does the hospital tell people that this is available to them?
We work with them to do that. The social workers over there who work with the patients, a lot of the doctors and nurses know, and we keep working, you know, but with turnover sometimes that next person doesn't know. So we do the best we can, but we still get told, just as you all started your show this morning, you had never heard of it, or this afternoon.
Yeah, never
we
did.
Still get told that, you know, Jude, I've been here a week and nobody told me about this.
Well, tell us how people out there that are listening could get involved if they'd like to help.
Lots of ways. Of course, financially is the big one. That's, you know, it costs us, our operating budget, our actual expenses were about $260,000 last year.
That's a lot of money.
It is, yeah. And we're expecting them to be up a little bit this year, and then we've bought the house next door, so we'll be expanding. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Well, I can
right
see
now.
Why Go with on. 90% occupancy.
Right. We have to. And, you know, we're the bulk of who we're seeing right now are the Vietnam veterans. But we certainly are still seeing World War II veterans, and we're seeing some of the Iraq and Afghanistan returnees.
So financially,
mm-hmm. You can volunteer if you want. We've got some events coming up that they can volunteer at.
Events like what?
Well, the Nugget hires us for the rib cook-off in their red drink booths.
Really?
And so we get volunteers to staff them. And
they pay you, and the money goes to the house.
The wages go to the house, and then the tips go to the house. So if you don't volunteer and you're just out at the Rib Cook-Off and you want to find a veteran's guest house trailer, by all means do, and stick with us. And we'll be Hot August Nights on Friday and Saturday night out there as well.
And you have a website.
We have a website, and lots of, you know, there's a Adopt-A-Day is a really great program. That's a way of recognizing someone in your family or even yourself. We have a certificate that hangs in the house on the day that you adopt.
Wow.
You know,
that's special, though.
It's a $100 donation, but it's kind of special. And or if you can buy, a lot of people will buy them for someone's anniversary or someone's birthday. You know, there's somebody, you know, we all have those people in our lives that don't need anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's a way of, it's a special thing for them. We have a wish list on our website. We're just like every other house. We go through toilet paper with the best of them, and Kleenex,
the whole thing,
washing detergent for the laundry, and you know, so on and so forth. And again, volunteers even at the house. We could use some people helping us make the beds and get the laundry done, and you know, as we take care of other business. There's only really two staff. Kathy and I are there Monday through Friday. We have a gentleman who is the resident manager. So he takes care of things after hours on the weekends and during the week.
You know what is funny? I'm sitting here thinking of all the things, like what light bulbs we use and what drugs we can use and where we can go, the government's involved in. And this is something the government should be involved in.
It's probably why it works so well.
I personally like that they're not.
Yeah, I would hope.
I know.
Because
exactly.
I have a
mess
board,
it up.
Our board has a vision and a mission statement. And when I have to think about, should I have this person stay here or not, I don't have to go through a bunch of policies. I can look at that vision.